This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has launched projects worth 33,700 crore rupees in Chhattisgarh. Addressing a public meeting gathering in Bilaspur, Mr. Modi said that these initiatives will create thousands of jobs and accelerate state's economic development. Prime Minister emphasized that the projects are aligned with his government's broader agenda of infrastructure expansion, housing, education and rural empowerment.
Chhattisgarh ki sthiti तेजी से बदल रही है। जब सुकमा जिले के एक स्वास्थ्य केंद्र को राष्ट्रीय गुणवत्ता प्रमाण पत्र मिलता है तो नया विश्वास जगता है। जब कई सालों बाद दंतेवाड़ा में फिर से स्वास्थ्य केंद्र शुरू होता है नया विश्वास जगता है। ऐसे ही प्रयासों के कारण नक्सल प्रभावित क्षेत्रों में स्थायी शांति का नया दौर नजर आ रहा है।
The projects unveiled by Prime Minister include 3 lakh new houses under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, 130 PM Shri schools equipped with smart classrooms and modern laboratories, a 540-kilometer petroleum pipeline to enhance regional energy security, and an extensive network of rural roads aimed at improving connectivity in Maoist-affected areas. The Ministry of External Affairs has informed that NDRF team has begun rescue operations at the U La Thein Monastery in Myanmar, where around 170 monks are still stuck. The ministry said the army team will visit the hospital site today and will set up their medical services tomorrow. As part of Operation Brahma in Quaket, Myanmar, External Affairs Ministry is also trying to get the NDRF team deployed at the Sky Villa, where 4 towers of 11 storey each have collapsed. The ministry added that the relief material will also be given to the SG of State Mahanayak Committee, where around 2,000 monks are sitting outside the monastery. The Ministry of Home Affairs, MHA, announced that the extension of the Armed Forces Special Powers Act, AFSPA, for another 6 months in parts of Manipur, Arunachal Pradesh and Nagaland starting tomorrow. In Manipur, AFSPA will continue in all districts except for those under the jurisdiction of 13 police stations in 5 districts, Imphal West, Imphal East, Thoubal, Bishnupur and Kakching. The state has been grappling with ethnic violence since May 2023. The law has also been extended in 8 districts of Nagaland and parts of 5 others, while in Arunachal Pradesh, AFSPA applies to Tirap, Changlang, Longding districts and certain areas in Namsai district. Eid ul-Fitr is being celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety in various parts of the country today. The festival marks the culmination of the fasting month of Ramzan. The faithfuls are offering Eid prayers in Eidgahs and grand mosques. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the nation on the occasion of Eid ul-Fitr. President Murmu said in a social media post that this festival strengthens the feeling of brotherhood and gives the message of adopting compassion and charity. Vice President Dhankar said Eid reminds the strength people draw from their cultural diversity and the common bonds that unite them. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed hope that this festival enhances the spirit of hope, harmony and kindness in the society. Portals of Gangotri Dham in Uttarakhand will open on 30th of April on the auspicious festival of Akshaya Tritiya this year. A decision to this effect was taken by Sri Gangotri Temple Committee at a meeting at Mukwa, the winter residence of Ma Ganga, yesterday. The doors of Yamnotri Dham will also open on the same day. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened Iran with bombings and secondary tariffs if Tehran does not come to an agreement with Washington over its nuclear program. In an interview with the news channel, Trump said U.S. and Iranian officials are talking but did not elaborate. Tehran, however, has rebuffed Trump's warning to make a deal or face military consequences. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Chennai Super Kings by 6 runs at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati last night. Today, Mumbai Indians with lock-ons against Kolkata Knight Riders at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. The match is set to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.